Yeah.
Let's talk about stress, babe.
Okay.
Let's talk about.
We all deal with it.
And me.
Live, you stress?
Let's talk about all the good things.
All right, you guys good?
We're good.
Let's roll it.
Let's roll it.
Let's get into it.
Let me log off now, big boys.
That's a big computer you got there, Livy. That's
a big head you got there.
Oh, I know that.
So.
Wow.
Live snippy.
Wow, you took it. You just went right there.
I actually saw.
I have a huge head.
I saw. I'm actually scared because Luke has a big head.
Yeah.
And you have a big head.
Yeah.
And that means that that runs in the family. So when I have kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're going to have to knock you out.
They will.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
I mean, even a cesarean, I don't know if you're going to be able to.
I don't even know. Yeah. I don't even know.
Even if they'd cut the whole front down.
There's an incision big enough.
I almost like
to cover that.
The dynamic of you two just talking to each other.
Yeah.
And then I just listen to it.
Should we start our own one-off podcast?
Everybody else does it.
It would get really dark really fast.
Some of these guys.
Because they keep it not dark.
We'll call it the darkness.
Can we do that?
Tim
Hart. And we film it in darkness.
Yeah.
You guys wear
just everything is pitch black and we only wear black.
Yeah.
I'm down to do that if you want to do that.
Because I think darkness isn't like creepy.
No.
It's just real.
It's real.
It's a little too real. But we're comfortable there.
That's where I live.
Hey, honey.
Every day. We're all wearing black.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah.
It's black.
Wearing glasses today?
It's black day.
Black Friday.
Black Friday.
Did you see that t-shirt we're trying to get rid of? It says, I put the fun in funeral.
I want that.
Yeah.
I think Jen took it for Fletcher.
Wait. It's a shirt or you're making a shirt?
No, it's a shirt. And it was an extra large. It was really
Isn't that your joke?
Mm-hmm. Actually, somebody made me that shirt.
Okay. It looked really professional.
I need to give that away.
Yes,
there's only one.
It was in the giveaway thing.
I won't.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Maybe I thought it was Dirty Clothes Hamper.
Someone wanted us, Liv, to start a podcast called Live Left Luke or something like that.
Live.
So it's with you?
It's just
no, but Live
Laugh Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Live, L-I-V.
Sammy was talking about getting a bunch of that stuff. Live, Laugh, Love, that whole, just get a ton of it and put it in Spencer's new house.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Have you?
Oh, his shower curtain.
Yeah, the shower curtain's hilarious.
We can't talk about it.
Yeah, we can't talk about it. It's too late now.
Well, don't say.
Well.
Oh, we just said the whole thing.
I know. That's okay. He hadn't seen it, though.
Wait, when will he be in town? Because this will come out in 2 weeks.
You gave away the idea that Sam wants to do.
It's fine. Let's just pretend it never
happened.
All right.
Perfect.
So there's this t-shirt that has.
Yeah.
Right.
I put the fun in funeral.
Yeah. But we could do offshoots of different podcasts. All comedians do it.
It's true.
I mean, I think What's-His-Face has like four different ones.
Who's What's-His-Face?
Tom Segura.
Segura and then even Bert Kreischer had
Bert Macklund.
Kreischer's not
Bert
funny.
And Ernie.
Okay, I don't think so either.
No,
what are
got
you guys
one joke.
Saying about offshoots? What are you talking about?
Like offshoot podcasts. There. Libby was saying me and her could do like one about called The Darkness.
Oh.
And it's just us two.
Us just
in the dark.
Talking just normally the way we normally talk. Well, she's saying that her head, you know, I said, hey, you got a big laptop there, Libby. She's like, you have a big head. And then she was saying she's not looking forward to babies because look at that melon that Luke
has.
It's
wait, is his head bigger than yours though?
Oh, it's we probably have similar.
I have not noticed it, but
it's big.
Is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it probably is bigger.
Well, I have a lot of big shoulders, big head, big legs. I think I have short legs. So I think I figured that out.
As a baby, though?
I think I figured out this is going to be personal, but like, not really. My legs are so big that I have to wear a size up in pants. And then I think my legs are short, so I have to wear a size up in length, too.
Yeah.
So I think I'm like a 36-30. I feel like a pumpkin.
Doesn't look like that.
I know. But I'm just going to admit it because I think people need to wear jeans that
short
fit them.
Short king.
Yes, it looks better when they fit you. It looks more
Well, I was
fitting.
Always like, yeah, I'm a 34, 32.
Yeah, nobody cares.
But your head, you can't really work out and lose weight in your head. It's always going to be the same size.
Yeah.
So you got to like, I don't want to lose too much weight because that's just going to emphasize my head even
that's
more.
That's true.
You look like a Wii character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? I do have a friend that is pretty thin, but they have a big head, so it looks...
So, like, their head's, like, drooping down? Like, their neck can't support it?
Yeah.
That's so how if Jack was when he was little.
So
he'd fall off the piano bench.
He would.
Yeah.
Little head was, like, too big for his little
big
body.
Head, little feet.
So, like, I don't know. Like, me bald, that frightens me if I shave my head.
Yeah.
Because I'd have no really other color in my... I would look like... it wouldn't look right.
I looked... Well, you have knobbies on the back of your head, too.
I looked at
knobbies.
My...
Like, yeah, it knobs out right here.
What do you mean, I'm knobbies? Just,
that's the beginning
not really
of horns.
Knobbies.
It's the beginning of horns.
It's just shaped like that.
I guess that's what you get at this age that they don't tell you about.
Maybe I'm the missing link. Maybe we didn't evolve from monkeys. It was like from rams. You know,
rams.
Like,
oh, yeah, because you got to spread it off.
Yeah.
Or
where antlers gazelles.
I did do this with my head the other day to see what I would look like bald.
Yeah.
Not that bad.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Bad?
I have a bad bald
head.
Don't get
me wrong. It was bad. But it was not that bad.
Right.
I had a guy I was dating one time. He looked at me across the table and he's like, just looking at me weird. I was like, what's up? He's like, I'm trying to picture if I'd still think you're pretty bald. It's like, nice.
There's a winner.
Yeah.
There's a conversation starter.
I know. I was like,
okay. His name was Tim.
And you should have said, I'm just trying to picture if that chair had no one in it right now. And I was just eating peacefully alone without you here.
Weird, though. He was very... analytical about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brendan, when did you shave it?
Within the past year.
Okay. What made you do it?
Balding.
Balding?
You're like making him say it on the podcast.
Aww.
It's like my comedian friend. He says, I'm balding. It makes me feel like I'm doing something. It's like a verb.
It's part of his...
I'm balding.
Yeah, balding.
Not just bald, I'm balding.
Oh,
now look at
goodness.
That Sam.
That's Sam. That's an actual picture.
Sammy.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
Yep.
He literally looks like the rocks behind him. If you zoom in.
I never saw his hair like that. Or his.
He looks literally. Like a Chechenian. Like a.
Like, tell me. That, which one's his head?
You should have him come in here while he's.
Hey, Sam.
No, don't let him come in here.
Don't
let him.
Never mind.
No.
Why?
Nope, stay where you are.
Just
Sam.
Might as well bring in an orangutan.
No, that.
Instead of
get
loose.
Your shirt on if you're coming in here.
I'm kidding.
No, I know.
Where is this picture from? What's that picture from?
You really put the bouldering in.
You put the bouldering in bouldering.
Dedication, sacrifice, guts, glory.
Anyway, back to business.
Oh, I hate that
back
business.
Back to beeswax.
We were talking about balding.
And you had your head shaved. I never saw your hair like that. You have a lot of hair.
And they haven't figured it out, really, body. Hair growth, have they? I mean,
no.
That's like, I don't know. They're getting pretty good with the plugs. And they're really getting good with wigs, to be honest.
Wigs?
TBH.
Like,
you mean, we'll get you, Cooper, a wig.
What do you think the percentage of police officers are bald?
Oh, man.
Because
around here?
Everywhere. I've never seen a non-bald police officer, I feel like.
Right.
You never see that's a police good. Officer with a really nice coif. Like,
what's a coif?
I hate
hair.
Your hair.
Oh.
Coif,
that's
a weird
that's such
word.
A good term.
I don't really like that.
I don't like
you know,
it's
somebody
either.
Who's well coiffed. I mean.
Do you think I'm well coiffed?
Well, yeah.
You're superior coif. You're like
short legs,
coif.
But great coif. There's got to be a lot of coif to cover the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your coif is stellar, Luke. You got that going for you. I mean, you've got a big head for that. So you need a nice big coif.
I need the coif to cover it. I'm so glad.
You got a California king coif.
Gosh.
Thank you.
He's so. Don't you feel like you accomplished something? You're coifty.
Coifty.
Still makes me feel uncomfortable.
Do you have to use like a king sheet to like cover your head in the summer?
Do you use like a
sun?
Whole bottle of shampoo?
Well, the one
like every
comedian thought he was productive.
Keep it going.
The guy thought he was productive, being like he was doing something with balding, but he's the opposite of
coifting.
That's my. I'm very thankful, if anything, in my genetics is that
do you go to Mount Rushmore
hair.
And go, oh, finally,
yes.
Someone with my
Your dad has
head
good
size.
Hair. I feel
it's
like
really coming
head.
From a family that also has really big heads.
It is.
I didn't say.
It is.
I don't know. Just wondering.
I feel like Tim's
oh,
is
good.
Bigger.
Keep it coming.
Do you ever?
Mine's bigger than yours.
Maybe I just have a smaller face. You know, so it makes my head look bigger.
If I had a regular sized head, my hair would be luscious. But it stretches out so much that it forces bald spots.
Right.
So that I got that going for me. So maybe I've just said they have head shrinkers. Maybe that could be a thing.
Ugh.
Head shrinker? You can shrink your head?
How would they? How did they do
Voodoo,
that anyway? Do
guys,
you know?
Witch doctors.
The witch doctors.
Sure, it's that tapping into
thing.
Something creepy.
Man,
do you ever look at bobbleheads and get jealous?
Me, all the time.
Jealous.
She's locked in now.
Yeah, she's locked in.
That's all she's thinking about.
She's locked and loaded.
What else you got?
These aren't very good ones. But
you heard the joke about the kid who was just born ahead. He was just born ahead. Have I told you this one?
I've heard it, but I would like to hear it again.
Have you heard this one, Libby?
Yeah, I've heard this one.
I forget how it goes.
He was just born ahead, but he survived. So he was like, his head is eighth birthday. His mom and dad, they brought him over. Hey, come over here. So he rolled over to the corner.
You can't tell this joke.
And his parents was like, yeah, we just wanted to get you a nice special gift. He goes, it's not another hat, is it?
That's a good joke. How did he open the gift, though?
Huh? It was teeth.
His teeth, yeah.
That's just semantics, Luke.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I'll take it, though. I'll take the big head. A lot of brains.
Do you know that a lot of famous people have big heads, they say?
True.
Well, I mean, cartoon characters all have big heads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, like, little kids have big heads. They look cute.
They do.
So I'll just go with that. People with small heads looks weirder than people with big heads.
I agree.
I will say that.
I agree.
Because I know somebody.
Wait, wait.
Like, when their
small
head's too small. When
weird.
Their head's too small.
Yeah, you're right. It does look weird.
I know somebody with a small head that's way bigger than his body. Or way smaller than his body. And it looks weird. Like you see
like
him
when
from
he's
the,
in a suit, it's like the shirt's too big like and the collar has big gaps in it.
Yeah, there's like a little knob sticking out of the top of his head, his like, shoulders.
It's like a cotton swab.
It's bit, like when you go to those, it's like when you go to the carnivals and they have the hole, they have the characters, but there's a hole for the head and
the
you stick your head
candy.
Through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But if that candy. Was, it's like a cotton swab wearing like a Barbie shirt.
What's going on over here? I don't get it.
Let me decompress.
Decompress.
This is me decompressing.
It's really hot. It's just really hot.
It's really hot outside.
It's, it's not even right.
I mean, I know. We have to go. Are you guys going to the game at Ledoux?
No.
Because it's too hot?
Yeah.
Oh.
We might die.
You're not going to suffer with us?
No.
It's brutal.
Sorry. It's going to be at 8 now instead of 7. Does that help?
I got heat exhaustion on Sunday. So
you did.
I'm still recovering. From that.
Where were you?
Volleyball.
Oh.
Inside? Outside? Why are you playing outside in this?
Because.
Sand.
It was already part of the
sand.
Thing.
It's just a commitment.
Yeah. Well, they pushed Jackson's game from 7 to 8, so instead of 98, it'll be 97.
Wow,
so.
That's nice of them.
Yeah.
Saving the world 1 degree at a time.
It's 100 degrees right now.
You know, it's a good thing about this heat. There's no humidity, so it doesn't feel...
This
like 104.
A little human.
You know? When you go outside, it doesn't feel like 104.
Why do you look like
Louisiana.
Right
says it feels like 113.
He looks like you right now when he does that face.
I heard the... I heard impressions for your face is all in your eyebrows and your lower lip.
That's like
your chin. That pizza.
And eyebrows and lip.
That's what I used to do at IKEA, man.
IKEA
have
man?
You seen the Snurzenflügen?
Have you seen the Snurzenflügen?
Oh my gosh, it fits perfectly
that
in my...
That is totally lower lip and eyebrows.
Perfectly in the den. Oh my gosh, the Snurzenflügen. I got two Stoogen Begugens. Put them in the
den.
Side. Put them together.
Stoogen
put them in the den. I put them right by my architectural
you
table.
You are Jeff Bezos.
My drafting table. Oh my gosh.
Is that drafting? How Jeff Bezos
their hot
talks?
Dogs are like a dollar. Yeah. IKEA's the best.
It kind of does sound like
it
Jeff Bezos.
Oh, I get cramped.
Yeah, I don't think I know what that guy sounds
like. Lip cramps?
Like.
Jeff Bezos?
Jeff Bezos?
I've just only seen pictures.
He got jacked.
What's with all the billionaires getting jacked? Zuckerberg is jacked. Bezos is jacked.
Let's I did see that.
They're getting on that HGH, that TRT.
Yeah, they're doing all that stuff that makes you age. Makes you age.
They're on
slower.
That hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, they are.
Classic.
I mean, it's basically hydrogen. It's edible peroxide, and it's a total game changer.
Are you on it?
A little. I just do it topically. It gets through the skin.
I don't even remember him.
You get
look
all
at
the
that.
Benefits.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Look at those arms. Those Yikes. Are chimpanzee arms.
What'd you give me, happen? Brennan? No, Brennan gave me something.
How did that even happen?
What's this?
So bald celebrities. Guys.
Oh, nice. Yeah, look at that. Look at that difference.
Jeff Bezos is on there.
He looks like Kermit the Frog in the first picture.
You're not ugly. You're poor. That Amen. Is nowadays Amen. That is accurate.
Yeah.
But wait, you're not ugly.
You're poor.
You're poor.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that what ugly means now?
Hmm?
Well, like, you just look at famous people who are the standard of beauty, and then you realize what they looked like before they had money.
Oh my gosh, I know.
And it's crazy. Look like you.
Like who?
Like us. Dang. As a people.
Look how big his arms are. That's crazy. You can't get that naturally.
No.
What's the what's that one, the Indian comedian who got real jacked?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Swami Dil Swami Salami Pastrami.
Yeah, that sounds
probably right.
Guys, do not judge me for what I'm about to type.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, don't have the screen on.
Jacked Indian guy.
Comedian jacked.
It'll come up. It'll come up.
It'll come up. Yeah, do that. That'll.
It will. It's a. It did not come up.
It did not come up.
Oh.
Are you doing Google though? They're not gonna. They're woke.
Okay, do
it's
that.
Camille.
Okay.
Yeah, that was him. He just came up. There he is.
Oh yeah.
How do you say?
Luke, you're bad at Googling.
Can you shut it?
Look at that.
Wow. That's a difference, yeah. I was thinking when I saw him in a movie not too long ago.
He got like really like mega so jacked. This is steroids.
His nose got bigger.
You can't achieve this. Something else got smaller.
Yeah, his nose looks bigger. And his one eye is higher and the nose part's lower.
Okay.
Yeah. So he just eats a big bowl of steroids every morning.
I've been
milk.
I've been listening.
Fruit Loop flavored.
Yeah.
Berry flavored.
Berry
steroid.
Steroid crunch.
I've been watching the Untold documentary series on Netflix.
Yeah.
Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Oh,
a lot of things I have to say. That's a Johnny Manziel one. There's a bunch of different ones. There's one about the steroid use in the 90s and in the Olympics and Barry Bonds and all the sprinters in that time period.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson. Everyone's on them.
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone.
That's what Tim has said for years about that.
Everyone is probably still on them.
Like, I don't know why everybody's freaking out. They're all on them.
Right.
Anyway.
That's all busted. All the bikers. The all only way they can keep up with one another is being juice.
Yeah.
And it's just who does them better.
They actually have what did you say? It's all natural, not bodybuilding.
Yeah, it's all natural bodybuilding.
Yeah, like they have a competition just strictly labeled that, so you can't use anything.
My friend did that and won.
The guy he was playing in the cities with, Joe, he was just in one this year and won.
Yeah. Dang. But
and he's
like,
40.
Look at Kamail's
it's the abs. First
they look
done.
Like looks like Tetris. They're not lined up. His abs.
Oh yeah.
Like, look
it's
at
like
that one
Tom
just shooting out.
Teeth.
It does. Bro, what's happening here?
Maybe the.
I know.
Where did the? Is this an ab?
I think he's doing crunches wrong.
He's only doing one side
he's like
of crunches. Did you guys ever buy a crunch machine? TV.
Oh yeah, I had the twist. What was the one?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you had that chair thing.
That thing was actually awesome.
Wait,
it twisted.
Mm-hmm. I used to watch infomercials about that stuff, like the one that you have handles and then you sit down and then you like
that's
rock
what I
back
had.
And forth and it
yeah.
goes.
She had something like
it's
that.
Goes like
had.
That. That yeah. thing that, looks awesome.
When I was like 13, I was like, I gotta get.
She
abs.
Wanted to get it. For-
so I got that. I used to do abs in front of my mirror when I was a kid, as like 12 years
like
old.
Like the secret.
I would like get in my room and
workout.
I would just like see my pudge. I'm like, I gotta get rid of this.
Oh, yeah. Did it
and
work?
Like, I did like 10 sit-ups a night, I think. I thought it was like really.
10?
And I would do 10 sit-ups and then go slam some wheat thins.
Yeah.
Slam.
We had the same
wheat thins and cream cheese.
Quenches.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had the same childhood, so.
Yeah. Bean burritos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Taco Bell.
Oh, I know. I homemade those.
You homemade?
Yeah, beans and cheese in a bowl.
No. It's cheaper to go to Taco Bell and get them for a dollar.
It's not when you shop at Aldi.
Maybe.
Could feed a family of eight for a dollar.
We'll see. That's about right. Maybe back then.
Did we have, I think Dad had the one where you put your head on the rest and there's those bars and you kind of
rock.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The kids did that too.
Yeah. Yeah. Abs are horrible. They hurt so bad.
They do hurt bad.
Yeah.
You do them and you start coughing and then you start laughing and then.
Well, you usually do the 8-minute abs.
Oh, can you pull up 8-minute abs?
Of course I can.
Yes. This is a classic from
the
80s.
Hello, everybody.
And me and Larry Hanrahan.
The best
them.
Ab workout.
I think
you did it for a month or something?
We did them for like half a year. We was like, let's do it for a year, but we made it to about half a year.
Oh, yeah.
And it was every day we did
hopefully you don't have
abs.
To dig too far, gang.
Did you see any differences, any changes?
It became easier, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's hard. I'll
it
do
is.
It sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is difficult to get through.
It is.
I think it
ready?
Hurts my neck
are we all
more
doing
than
them together?
Right now?
Oh.
We could probably say
it. Yeah. Right.
You know all the words, practically.
Hey, gang.
Hey, gang. Welcome to your 8-minute abs workout. Now, all the exercises are safe,
effective, and fun.
There's going to be 9 movements with 45 seconds built into it. All right, let's get going.
All right,
first exercise
going.
Is going to be the basic crunch. Hands behind the head and just crunch right up. And my feet are on the ground. Remember the old-time sit-ups? You had to go all the way to the top.
I do remember those old-time sit-ups.
Save the back. Oh, all you want to do is curl
the,
up. Notice
the times that this hurt me the most is when you're... When your hands weren't behind your neck, and then you had to do stuff just with your neck, and my neck would be like, ah.
This one definitely gets your neck, because he keeps saying.
Yeah, he goes, if you do these right, it'll never hurt you.
And like, and my next neck day, always hurts.
My abs don't hurt, but my neck.
Yes.
I'm only doing this.
So you got strong abs and a very weak neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these guys are shredded.
They really are.
They're jacked.
They really are. It's wild.
And they don't look steroidy. Like they're on steroids.
Steroidy.
Steroidish.
New word.
They look roided.
Yeah, but that 8-minute abs, it works.
It does.
And it's safe, effective, and fun.
Yeah.
We should do it again.
So, yeah, it is. It's fun at a party. We'll do it at a party. Anybody want to do 8-minute abs? Yeah!
Yeah, Bobby's always like, we're moving
furniture.
Come on, we're going to do some 8-minute abs.
Like, sounds good.
There used to be aerobics competitions. I don't know if you can pull it up too, like 80s aerobics competitions. That is.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it's. Oh,
I know what you're talking
about. There it is, right
there.
Just play that one.
Yes.
Play that one.
Little.
Just classic.
Oh, yes, I remember now.
Man, those outfits are wild.
Those are
people wore that to the gym, too.
I mean, they are kind of nowadays.
I hated going.
They wear that to the gym?
They would wear stuff like that.
That
to
is
the gym.
Worse than what we wear now.
Yeah, I think so, too.
What?
And I didn't ever want to. I was like, I don't want to wear that stuff.
That is crazy.
That is 100% going to come back.
No. Are they wearing pantyhose?
It will not.
Probably.
Did they used to wear?
Yeah, they did at the instructional videos.
I can't believe
videos.
They wore those at the gym.
Well,
I mean,
I did live
if you watch
Florida,
Seinfeld, that's what they wear.
That was in Florida.
What?
Yeah.
Like, that's what Elaine wears to the gym in New York.
Yeah, she has a little more cover, but
that's crazy.
The gist is that.
And we rat on the girls now for what they wear.
I know.
That's 1,000 times worse.
It is.
Wow.
It's bad. But the hair throws it off.
No, I think the ones I think a lot of the girls that I've seen at the gym in the last couple of years have been pretty bad.
Not that bad.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's
They're
bad.
Not
oh my gosh. Did you guys do Taibo?
Oh, Taibo.
Yes.
Wow. Jab. Uppercut.
Look at that tank top. His chest is just.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That.
I don't remember that.
That is. These are. Okay. These are bad.
Look at that tank top.
Man, I used to do these
that
in my.
Slouching back there.
I used to do this all the time.
Then you got the guy in the gray shirt in the back. Look at that.
Jab.
He's like,
jab,
fine.
Uppercut. Jab.
Dad bought these videos.
Oh, yeah, we
videos.
Had them too, on VHS.
Was that in college? You had them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
5, 6, 7, now right leg out, left leg follow.
It's really funny because this dude.
Wow.
This dude did so much more than Taibo. I mean, look at his body.
Yeah. Taibo did not do that. He was juicing too.
Oh, 100%. Let's do this.
But they never do say, hey, they never say that.
No.
Like, my body's like this because of Taibo.
This
He's
is hard
just
work.
Exercise right. guy, and here's good. Mm-hmm.
Tim, I just have a very strong feeling that you dabbled.
Oh, I did.
Oh, yeah, big time.
I did. The old P90X.
Yep, he
Tony
did.
Tony Horton.
He went to the next level after P90X to...
P90X 2.
No.
Insanity.
Insanity.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
he,
right.
Tell him what happened when you did it.
I was doing that Insanity with... what's his face? I forget his name.
This dude.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Kingston.
And I burst
away to blue.
Sorry. Yeah, you know that's right. You weren't wearing a sports bra last year.
Did he say that?
Oh, yeah.
What?
But go on with what happened.
40 years old. Yeah, I broke a blood vessel in my eye.
Really?
Yeah, it was like
so
raised,
bad.
Broken blood. It looked like a volcano
Beach
on my
body.
Eye.
I am very glad that the fitness.
Insanity.
Community and world is off of that stuff and is like, hey, let's not train to failure every single day so that
yes.
you're not like waking up the next morning and you can't
That's
move.
That's what we had to do.
And you got people going
That's
from nothing.
To do.
You go people from doing nothing to insanity.
100, so, yeah. It's like maybe let's go on a mile walk first.
Yeah. Yeah. or a half a mile. Yeah. Not even that
Those
long.
Workouts were horrible.
Well, I did the tonal. Of course, we got the tonal now.
Mm.
And I'm like an idiot. I did the leg workout.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just
wiped out all day.
My glutes feel like rocks right now.
That's good.
It's
yeah, but except for he's been exhausted. It made him tired. Because you know you do your big muscles. It makes it more
tiring. Like, hey, let's spend the next 2 days just flooding yourself with lactic acid. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
I don't get that joke.
Well, what happens is it's not a joke. It's like
it's just what it's
like,
it
okay,
is.
Okay, I'll walk and I ride the bike a lot and stuff. Why does it hurt so much? Just doing like a few dozen squats.
You gotta get in the hyperbaric chamber.
Yeah, I should.
Embarrassing.
I should do.
Everyone should be lifting 3 days a week. Everybody, strength yep. train. Thanks, Brendan. Good
Cooper
job.
Cooper lifted today.
Really? What'd you do? Chest and triceps, yeah.
He's on the Arnold split. That's the bro split.
I just worked to failure and then, you know, rehydrated and crushed it.
Oh, update on Caleb for all those Caleb haters out there.
Oh, yeah.
Haters.
Caleb haters. And lovers. Caleb haters and lovers. He he's so funny because he was going to the gym.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And then he said that, he's like, you know what? I just found out, like, if I just go once a week and I just work out every body part, then I don't have to go any of the other days.
So yeah. He does one
time. So he just goes once a week.
And he does 100 reps of every movement.
Just goes to every machine.
Yeah.
So I'd be curious to see how that works out. It's like he does experiments.
I'll put my legs and like start moving them. Yeah, yeah, this one.
Like Tim Ferriss or something. Yeah, try that.
I thought that was so funny, though.
So how many weeks has it been since he's just done the one day?
I don't know, maybe 2 weeks.
Okay. Tell him to do it for like 6 months. I'd be curious.
Yeah.
And so he's out of commission for 3 days.
Is he sore? What does Emma think, I wonder, when he does this?
She's like, it doesn't work that way. But hey.
He might discover something.
Hey, whatever floats your boat, you know.
But it's been nice. Heather and I, we don't want to brag, but we have been in ketosis for 3 weeks now.
You guys peeing on sticks or doing blood tests?
Doing sticks.
We're going to go to blood tests now.
Blood tests. When I was doing keto, blood tests was more fun. Because peeing on a stick, I could never tell you can't tell sometimes. Right. You're so, like, did this get access to air?
Mine is the
have
dark.
You seen that video that's about like the apps and... It's a pregnancy test app.
Oh, yes.
And he goes, so I downloaded the app on my iPhone. I peed on my iPhone. And I found out I was pregnant.
People are getting that stupid, though.
And it's like a hammer app. So he like has a nail and a board and he starts hammering with his phone. And he's like, we've gone through about 8,000 iPhones. Like,
oh, I have
this is the new oven mitt app.
They're trying to
It's just my
all the
favorite.
Apps.
I downloaded the app on my iPhone. I peed on my iPhone.
I peed on my iPhone.
I found out I was pregnant. It's so good.
It works.
Yeah, it only cost me $1,000
for
a new iPhone.
So you guys in the zone mentally?
We're in the zone, yeah.
Yeah.
I love being in ketosis.
It's good.
Yeah.
Once we're doing the nutritional one where you tap in and out. What do they call it? Pulsing? Is that what the pulsing part is called?
No. Well, yeah. I mean, you don't want to be in it for...
You don't want to stay in it.
They say you don't want to be in it forever. You want to get on off of it.
Yeah.
And just kind of cycle.
Yeah, so we
cycle.
Have a whole cycle. Yeah, we're doing the cycling.
Nice.
But
they call it nutrition.
You guys going to get to the point where you're like, going to spike a carbohydrate to hit a workout and then jump back into ketosis? Yeah. You know how they do
we're
that?
We're going to fast back into ketosis.
Yeah.
Well, so, for me, maybe he's going to do it.
You mean like raise your glycogen, right?
Yeah, before you work out.
And
so
then
you can
just
get
burn it right off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So for those that don't know what ketosis is, can you explain?
I can. It's like your body runs on glycogen, which is sugar, right? And glycogen is not the cleanest burning fuel for your body. So when you do a high-fat diet, low-protein, low-carbohydrates, it depletes your glycogen. It goes down. Then your body starts making what's called ketones. Your liver creates ketones, which is a kind of like a super fuel that your body loves. And... as far as cancer cells are concerned, cancer loves glycogen and cannot work with ketones.
Right. Mm.
So what we've been doing with Heather has just been in ketosis, but she's also with the hyperbaric. With that, with oxygen, it just basically starves cancer cells.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So it's good not just for weight loss, because in my understanding, there's two ways to utilize energy. One through carbohydrates,
right,
via glycogen burn, right?
Yep.
And the other one is through fat. So then it will take your stored fat and use that as energy.
Fat. Yeah. So it takes the stored fat and you get rid of glycogen. It holds on to a lot of water. It takes a lot of water.
Yeah.
So you'll notice that you're going to the bathroom a lot more.
Yeah.
It gets rid of, and that's where you lose water weight, and that's how you lose. But, you know, it's wonderful. Also makes you feel very focused. It's very
easy.
Makes you feel easy. Good.
Well, there's a nice, not that we're, well, you like sweets more than I do, but it is nice to be able to go to the little keto bakery down in Old St. Charles and get a yummy little treat. And we've been making some little treats.
Yeah.
Nice. So that, well, that's fun.
Yeah.
We had some keto nuggets just now.
Just now. Everybody loved them. Even the non-keto.
Was it cauliflower?
Eaters. No, it was just shredded chicken, cheddar cheese, because it makes them crunchier.
Yeah.
And egg.
And so do you guys utilize the sugar alcohol to offset the carbohydrates thing? You know what that is? Like the net carbs?
Right.
Yeah. I don't have enough carbs to have to count them. So the only treat I have once a day is a little peanut butter cup. It says on the box already that it's 2 net carbs.
Net carbs.
But I know you can look it up to do things. I only eat like a couple of grapes a day, maybe some blueberries, and then the rest.
So are you sitting at like 20, 30 grams of carbs a day then?
Probably.
Yeah.
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 I have a lot of salad. I've been staying in the dark.
Yeah. When I was doing a carnivore diet.
Yeah. I don't think
I ate more than 5 carbohydrates a day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for sure. So when I was just doing the peeing on the stick, it was like brown.
Brown. Yes. Like dark purple.
But that would be hard for me to make, because it kind of makes me feel heavy on the meat when I eat a lot of meat. And sometimes people can get kicked out of ketosis, or at least maybe cancer patients, because of I'm referring to the book I'm reading, when they have too much meat.
Yeah.
Because I wonder if they had just meat, it's different.
I think.
Yeah.
It can kick you out if you have too much meat. So.
Dang. Sciencey.
Yeah, it is sciencey.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It feels wonderful. And now we've both lost weight and
good.
We feel great. My head's still the same size.
Yeah.
That comes later. That comes later.
Your head looks smaller, babe.
My hats are bigger now.
Yeah, my hats are fitting looser.
I had a lot of fatter on my skull.
I've been taking a few inches off my hat.
I have abs on my head now. Have you seen guys bald and they look like they have abs on their head?
Yeah, they have the ripples.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like the ripples.
How do they do that?
I don't know if I say abs, but definitely rolls.
Yeah.
There's something's going on. Yeah.
They got the back neck rolls.
The pack of hot dogs.
Are you looking for that now?
Mm-hmm.
Back neck rolls. Bald men.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, in the back, way back.
That's not a very good one.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Yeah. That one. That's what I'm into.
Wow. It is like abs, kind of.
I kind of want that.
You can put your wallet and keys in there. Those folds.
You really could.
It is like a diamond.
You could swipe a credit card.
The human head is so weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is wild.
Like, what if it's a different shape?
Yeah, like that.
Like a rectangle.
Do you think you would look like that bald, Tim?
Oh, no. It would go, like I said, the horns. I'd have 2 horns in the back.
The horns.
Yeah. 2 things sticking up. It would look more like a triangle, I think. Like
pizza.
A soft triangle. Need to supercharge your hiring? You need a super hiring partner. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed is a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. They streamline hiring with powerful tools that find you matched candidates. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Data US. Finding great talent doesn't have to be a second job. You can hire faster and better with Indeed. With Indeed's matching platform, you'll find who you need. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. So, start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/Hawkins. Offer good for a limited time. claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/Hawkins. Indeed.com/Hawkins. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Indeed.
All right. So, Tim.
Okay.
So, my friend sent me something the other day that he found on Reddit.
Yes.
And I'll just read it, but it's about you.
Okay.
From the community.
All right.
I'll just read it.
The Reddit community?
What community?
True Christians community on Reddit.
True Christians. Okay.
Yeah. So, here we go. I saw Tim Hawkins live in concert, and it didn't go well. A discussion on Christian charities. Okay.
Wait, a question?
Wait a second.
A discussion on
he
Christian.
He saw a show?
He saw you.
Okay.
Why a discussion?
Wait,
Here we go. Maybe you're familiar with Tim Hawkins. He's an American funny guy with clean comedy that often touches on the Christian life in his comedy. I saw him recently in concert, and I have to say I have a little less opinion of him as a Christian. It's nothing he said per se, but I feel I might have sold his Christian convictions for money.
I feel.
Here's the gist of what happened to turn me off. Before the concert, the former lead singer of Audio Adrenaline, the guy who sings Big Big House, to share his story. Before intermission, he came back out to push us supporting the organization he works for, Child Fund. Sponsor a child. I didn't sponsor a child, though, that night. And upon further research, this charity, Child Fund, changed their name from Christian Children's Fund about 15 years ago and openly say now that they aren't a Christian organization. I was tipped off during the concert to this fact when they never once mentioned giving starving children the gospel. I was put off by Tim Hawkins that he would allow this during his concerts. Did he sell his soul to the devil?
What? Did it say that? Oh, is this being, are they being funny?
No, they're being serious.
They sell his soul to the devil? Good Lord. What is this person doing for their evangelism?
Wait, keep going.
Did he sell his soul to the devil? They tried to make this organization seem Christian during the presentation, but it's all smoke and mirrors to deceive the faithful and their dollars. I'm sure Tim is handsomely compensated by letting this group advertise his concert. I don't think I could support a secular charity that feeds... secular charity like this as a Christian when there are so many actual Christian charities to adopt children through. Am I off base with my criticism? This seems like a wolf in sheep's clothing situation.
Wait, is this a comment that someone made or
no?
An
this
article?
Is he started a subreddit,
right?
Reddit,
yeah.
Post.
Oh. So that is the initial post, and he Amazing. Gets. Oh. I would just like to hear your thoughts, and then I'll say what the comments say.
Well, I don't know. Selling your soul to the devil.
That's pretty dramatic.
That's kind of a jump. That's kind of a jump.
Very dramatic.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I
don't remember that transaction.
He performed in a theater that had a non-Christian perform there the day before.
Yeah, right. I mean, seriously.
He is a Satanist.
He's supporting a charity that feeds starving children.
How dare he?
Do they give them the gospel?
I don't want to labor.
What do they do after they eat? Do they pray before they eat? I don't know.
How dare they? I don't want to labor it, but what were they saying is bad about the organization? It's not Christian?
Yeah. No, they just changed their name.
Do they do the sign of the cross before eating this food?
This demon food?
This food that has been bought and paid for by Lucifer?
First of all, I'm going to guess that the person who wrote this is like late 20s, early 30s.
Oh, yeah.
That's my
this person is...
seems like there's
I don't know, man.
A tribe of that
type. Virtue signaling, that Christian virtue signaling. it's not new.
Yeah.
It's like one of the most wild things I've ever heard.
It's like when Amy Grant came out. This is the same thing. You know, they're like
circular.
We need more Christians on, you know, in the culture. Then she comes out. She sold her soul to the devil.
She's saying on regular radio. It's
She's
like,
singing on regular secular radio.
Such a
Yeah. Anyway, there are a bunch of comments just having your back being like, I don't think Tim sold his soul to the devil. He is giving to a charity that feeds hungry people. So,
oh my God.
Does this charity take food out of the mouths of starving children? Yeah, that's what Child Fund does.
Yeah, imagine going to starving children and being like, before we give you this food, here's the gospel.
What? Jimmy, are you eating? You haven't eaten You're in three eating. Weeks. You have to pay attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I, yeah, that's nothing new. I think, pardon my French, but there are certain people that need to be pissed off. Those yeah. are the people that you want.
Sure.
It's like when you piss off certain people.
Maybe they'll
yeah.
dig.
Yeah, they're the ones that need to be. Yeah. Mm. So that's ridiculous.
That's funny.
So I yeah. love it, though. I'm not surprised.
That's amazing.
My friend sent it to me, and I said, well, I'll show Tim. And he says, be careful, because he sold his soul to the devil.
Yeah. Be careful. Be careful. We don't know who he works for now.
What I think is funny is when someone reads something like that, and then they go around and use that same narrative. Well, yeah. you know, Tim sold his soul to the devil.
Right.
And you're like, well, how do you know that? And they go, oh, yeah, I read about it. I read all about it. But who was this person? And,
you know see all those healthy Haitian
like we
kids?
We could say that with a lot of stuff.
You see all those Haitian kids with full bellies and bright, beautiful smiles?
Blame Tim.
Blame Satan. The devil's handiwork right over there. Exhibit A. Happy Haitian kids. Mm. Slippery slope, that feeding business.
That's a wolf in sheep's clothing right. that Timmy's so feeding funny. Hungry children.
A full belly is the devil's handiwork.
What next
well,
is he going to go to?
Things that they would pick, you know, of all the things they would try to pick on uh-huh. as far as
oh, there's plenty of
the
other
devil?
Things. Plenty of is other it? Things.
I know that's like, what's next? Like there might like, be something different.
Is he going to go to an orphanage and do, I don't know, give them handouts? I got hot after
what's
this
what's
event.
Next?
Do what? Give them handouts.
I thought of something clever, and then my brain switched to something else.
Your big head got in the way.
Exactly.
It's hard to find ideas when your head's
your
so big.
Eyes just dimmed.
Well,
I know, because you were like, and then you're like,
I had it, and then mid sentence, I lost what I was going to say,
so
and
cute.
I knew that
I
well,
totally
wasn't
get it.
You know what you need to do, Luke? Sell your soul to the devil.
Dude, I should.
It'll be totally worth it.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I
if that is what selling your soul to the devil is, mm-hmm.
then I am guilty.
Sign me up.
I am guilty. Guilty of that.
Yeah, that's
well, how dare you, Tim?
Oh, how dare man. You?
How dare I?
How
really,
dare
how dare I?
I mean, I've seen videos of people that will like with pastors, they'll be like, this is why this pastor is actually a Satanist. And it'll be like the pastor's like explaining something and like going like this.
Yeah,
oh,
his hand
I
signal.
Hate that.
And they're like, see the signal.
Yeah.
It's like, or is it when he's eyeing? He's like this, you
yeah.
know, the whole
yeah,
one eye
like,
thing.
Now that just proves he's one world order.
It's like, oh, like, okay. Wow. Okay.
That's.
So were there any bonkers. Other decent comments after that? Or was it just.
It was just basically like, yeah, you're yeah, totally wrong. Because at the end he said, am I off base here? And everyone's like, yeah. Yep. Uh-huh. You are.
Yeah.
Read the Bible. Take care of the orphans and the widows. So
yeah, I really do have amazing fans. I mean, when I've ever looked, I never hardly ever look in any kind of comments, but they'll always come back and like, I don't know. I don't think he's really, I don't think he was in cahoots with the Lord of the, you know, the prince of the.
Yeah, so they were basically like took a deep dive on this organization and then decided because they changed their name that they don't like Jesus anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they went from, my deduction is that they just rebranded from Christian Child Fund to Child Fund because, again, like you kind of put yourself in a hole if you just start, I'm Christian this. It's like you probably make it more broad if you.
Yeah, because there's probably like some
to begin my shows, I'm going to start saying, before I get started, I would like to dedicate this to the great Lord Mephistopheles, the horned one, the angel of light. Just get that out of the way.
Just so there's no questions.
Mephistopheles?
The Lord Mephistopheles.
Mephistopheles.
Quaff and Mephistopheles. That's
the one who was cast out of heaven.
That is, yes.
It's hot in here.
It's hot.
It is.
You know what's hotter?
What?
Outside. This video I'm about to show you.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys ready?
Beautiful.
Here we go.
Oh, yes.
So let's just read it before we start.
Let's go.
Let me read that.
Simba crucified and resurrected in a church Easter production of Lion King.
Here we go.
The Lion King of Judah.
You're on the front line.
Watching. You know it's serious. We're getting closer. This isn't over.
Hold on, let me redo this.
Hey, I kind of like that.
Yeah, I know, but just got to see the beginning.
All right.
Someone like you.
Simba on the cross.
But the best happened
getting put in the tomb.
Buzz in the tomb. No. Is this supposed to be?
Simba's alive, and I'll show you. You follow Rafiki. He knows.
But
the
this
truth.
Had to be for PBS, right?
I thought
oh,
you
Easter.
Were dead. But I have risen, and
is that
I
a woman?
Live forevermore.
I live forevermore, yo.
This is definitely one of those like Presbyterian churches that's like love is love.
Yes, I was thinking that too.
Yep, they've sold
that
their soul to the devil.
The comment God
that was
is
Easter
not
production
pleased.
Of 2022. So
here's
last
the
Easter.
This is just what's tough for me is they're doing Simba, Lion King, as the crucifixion and resurrection, singing Adele.
Yes.
So many layers.
So many layers. That
what do you
yeah,
think,
I
honey?
Think, I think what, wow. I'm with Livy. I think it's one of those
wow
maybe woke churches.
It's amazing.
I don't know why I think that, but I'm just getting a
I
vibe.
Just feel it just from that one lady.
What about more Hamilton covers? This and that too. I am confident and competent. My ability is heaven sent. And what he's given me is not for rent. I take ownership of everything he wants me to have. If he didn't, then he never would have paid the tab. It's up for grabs. Reason that I talk my talk and walk my walk. I'm pressing on towards the mark. Now let's have a little talk about whether or not we can accomplish a lot. When he's calling the shots, all things are made possible to him who believes that you and me. We can do it because we got the keys. Would you mind to lose heaven's
oh, needs a break. So needs a bridge.
Yeah, it's coming.
Time to take smack you up. Jesus gave. Do impossible things in Jesus' name.
Impossible. Now it's possible. Be improbable. Definitely. Yeah.
Okay, so he did smash that.
Yeah, he killed
it. What are we doing?
He did.
What are we doing?
This is definitely Super Bowl Sunday, too.
Oh, great call. Yes.
Yeah.
That's why they're wearing the Packers jerseys. And
that's
everything.
Probably why they're like, the impossible is possible.
Yes, because the Chiefs
yes. Our team will win.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe it's better in person.
Yeah. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
You see them all the time.
I have one more video that I really want your guys' insight on. This one is kind of important.
Oh, no.
I have to show it.
Why?
You have to describe what's happening.
So basically, there's an altar call, and a guy is coming to propose to his girlfriend.
Oh, no, that's awkward. And
wait,
he had
what?
Someone videotape it for him?
Yeah.
When I had only $1,600 to my name, ring was $1,500.
That left us with the Delta yes. The week we joined hands? What?
So let's make out here on the altar.
That left us with debt, maybe you meant to say, the week we joined hands.
Wow.
No, does he mean like the Delta variant?
Don't know. I just threw this video out there because I saw it today. I've never seen this before.
Time to give her what she deserves. What better place to bless our
wifey.
Ongoing covenant than to be in the God's house.
Yo,
at his
I
altar.
Love cringy stuff.
I mean,
yeah, I
keep it up, everyone.
It's like,
you keep doing
I get
this.
The idea up. Of his, but it is cringy. That is
It'd be
cringy.
Funnier if he came up with divorce papers.
Oh, gosh, that'd be terrible. That's the worst idea I've ever heard.
I'm sorry, honey. I know you're worshiping. You're on your knees worshiping the Lord, but this is not working for me anymore.
You just got served.
You just got served. But lawyer up.
While you're serving the Lord, yeah, you're going to have to serve up.
Yes.
To the
wow.
Courts.
Right. I'm breaking our covenant.
We shouldn't be laughing about that, but that is funny.
No.
Divorce is not funny.
I think we're losing Luke.
No, we're not. I watch these videos and I'm just, it's just crazy what people allow in church.
Yeah.
To be church.
Oh,
what
sure.
is the craziest thing you guys have ever seen in church? Of
in
any
person?
Church? Yes. You flute had to be
lady.
There.
Oh, wow. The flute lady was one of them.
So you, yeah. I wasn't there.
That
for
was nobody
the
remembers
tambourama.
That.
Tambourama was good.
Tambourama guy.
Did we what, just forget that about
guy
the
did
tambourama?
Oh, tambourama. I do remember that.
Wait, was flute over? That was like 20 minutes.
Yeah, flute lady was, we were in the front row, and a lady behind us just during worship.
She wasn't
just,
on
she
the
just
altar.
Pulls out a flute and starts flute. Wailing on the flute.
Playing in the audience.
And for like 10 seconds, it was cool, and then it got to be like, you need to put the flute away.
Yeah. It was awkward. It was very cringy.
Yeah. Because then, like, the worship team stopped kind of playing, and then it was her fluting away. Mm-hmm. And we were like,
Yeah, it's there's a time to flute and a time not to flute.
It's about you now.
There is a time to flute and a time not to flute. You are right.
Yeah. If you're a flautist, you got to know. You got to read the room.
You got to know when to flout.
When to fold them.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. To know when to flute them.
If you're a well-coiffed flautist, you got to know when to step off.
Just and if you sold your soul to the devil and you're a flautist.
Makes sense.
And Beverly coiffed, you got to know when and when not.
Well, I do remember signing in blood on a document of some sort at this.
There was a time to flout and a time to not flout. Right. Yeah, that was pretty wild. Tambourama was awesome. A guy came up with a tambourine.
Yes. Yeah. Said, I'm gonna teach did you a tambourine solo.
Yeah, and danced with the tambourine. It was amazing.
And it was like really long.
It was awesome.
I don't think
not long enough, some would say, actually.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Seven minutes.
He made the tambourine sing. I'm not going to lie.
He did.
I've never seen a tambourine.
We've all seen this in the same
tambourine
church.
Like that.
Have we Tambourama. Seen anything interesting at any other church that you guys have been there for? I don't know if I have. I'm sure we have, but we've been in a lot of churches. You think we would?
I saw. Remember when we went to that one church in East Texas, and they had the white Southern gospel choir, gospel group, the four guys singing at the black church. And then all the white people were clapping on 1-3.
No.
The black people were clapping on 2-4.
No, no.
And it would just cancel each other out.
Yeah.
Like they'd start clapping. But it sounded like this.
Yeah, and it wasn't good.
And then people stopped. We saw a lot of interesting stuff in East Texas.
Yeah.
We go to these random churches.
We need to do. It's wonderful. We need to go to more random churches, I think.
Wait, didn't we talk about this? First of all, we're supposed to take a trip. And I forgot why we're taking
the
trip.
Kansas City. To go to the...
go to things along the way.
Boots, Bullets, Britches, Baloney, or whatever.
And we got to just show up at a church.
I think that's true. I think these little baby churches have things that we are on here that we need to see.
Yep.
Yeah. Things waiting for us to see. List. Yeah. Lord, glory, hallelujah.
I went to a church in like the middle of Florida, which is like... Mm-hmm. It's like Mississippi. And it was Christmas... But it was like 95 degrees outside. And they just did performances of all their people. There's like 60 people and everyone just did performances. Like kids were doing like gymnastics and like
that's
singing.
Fun.
It was cool.
Why were you there?
My friend's girlfriend went there or something. Oh, yeah. She grew up at that church. That was interesting.
Yeah. I mean, we've been to several churches where you have the flag person. They bring their own flag and they're running around just, you know, waving the flag, going up and down the aisles.
That's not really weird.
I think flags.
Well, it's not normal. It's not, typical.
It's becoming normal. I've seen this.
But.
Yeah. We could do a, like a tier. I don't know.
Send us your craziest church stories.
I do think there should be a little more open mic, though. Just make it a little more interesting.
Well, my church had open mic. Like the whole first hour of my church growing up was. Someone's buzzing.
We're buzzing on the Hootkins.
Growing up was open mic. So you would get a lot of interesting thoughts, lots of politics.
Right.
Well, there's been some open. Oh, well, you know my one story, but about the guy getting baptized.
Oh, the guy got baptized and then he took the mic and he said.
This is just like a month ago. At the church across the
street. Did you guys hear this?
No. Yeah, I heard it.
He got baptized.
You were there,
he grabbed
Brandon.
The mic. He said, can I say something? And he said,
maybe you weren't.
What did
he was done being baptized, he's like, hey guys, thank you so much. The earth is flat. If anyone wants to talk to me in the foyer afterwards, I'll be right out there. And Lauren was like, Zeke, you don't talk about, come on.
The earth is flat. He said, I'll be in the foyer if you want to talk to me. About
that's
it.
Just
amazing.
So you know. But he said, just so you know. There is this. I'll be on the floor if you want to talk to me afterwards.
Right. If you think we're on a spinning ball, okay.
Joke's on you, nerds.
After,
that's amazing. I love that stuff, dude. People,
because he was here having prayer meetings with the younger girl group from Mizzou, but in his prayers, he liked to use the F word a lot.
Yes.
Oh yeah. So. He was throwing down.
You got to get it out.
Throwing down
sometimes.
Some F words, but he'll come. You know, he'll work it out.
Yeah. Here's.
He just got saved. It's okay.
He just got saved.
Yeah. He's just.
He's allotted a certain number.
He's being authentic. Yeah. He what?
He's allotted a certain number after you're saved.
Yeah. It was cute because someone in the group was like, I am not a prude, I promise. I'm just like, I don't know. It's kind of a lot when you're praying. You're saying the F word.
I told you that story. That was one of the funnier things.
Judgy, they said.
I know I've told it before, but I'll tell. I was in Canada. It was like in Red Deer, Canada. It's in the middle. It's of Alberta. And it was a women's conference, which are just the best. Women's conferences are the most fun.
Yeah.
Because women, when they're insane.
You also.
You get women, just women. They're so happy for so many reasons.
You murder at women's conferences.
Oh my gosh. It's like
I went to one while you were performing. And it was like a worship.
Yeah.
A worship women's conference. And you killed.
You feel like, you feel like.
I was like, who is this?
I'm something special.
I'm the king of the world.
Because women love to laugh.
Yeah.
They're away from the kids.
Yeah. They want to,
they're with
well.
Each other. They want you, they want to connect with you. They love to laugh.
Yes.
There's so many reasons they're the best.
And that's
they're not even
worse
close.
When it's guys.
Worse when it's guys.
Because they have to be away from the home tough. Most of the time. They're like, I don't want to be away from
them
more.
It's tough. It's tough.
If that's the case, Heather.
But we were, they had the prayer circle, you know, where before the event starts and there's about seven or eight people and I'm in there too. And this, the prayer circle, it's all these ladies and they're praying. And then you get the women, that's just what they do. They're prayer, like superstars. Mm-hmm. That's just what they do. And they're just very, oh, and it's the sweet prayer. And it's kind of like, it's not like a structured thing. It's very free forming and they're just so good at praying. And taking chances. And the one lady says, oh, Lord, and we just know, God, you love to laugh. And I don't know, maybe I just see that maybe you and Jesus, like, playing in the snow and writing your names in the snow. Said basically peeing your names in the snow.
So she's praying.
And so she's praying.
Before the
she's
show.
She's praying. And then we're just kind of like,
I mean, would that not be funny, though?
Oh, my gosh. And then everybody says amen. And we're just like,
oh my gosh. Wait, what?
What? She's like, she started laughing. It's real sweet.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know. I just keep getting that in my head. I'm like, well, don't see that in your head.
Yeah, how about not?
That's so funny. Like, I love that. That is amazing.
It is very sweet. Dude. I love Canadians. They're just.
Did you question her Christianity?
I did.
That?
I was like,
sold her soul to the devil. Let's see that receipt.
Now there's so many things.
Methuselah.
I didn't realize there were so many other things we could question people's Christianity on.
I know.
Since this
I
little
know.
Reddit thing.
That's kind of a high bar. feeding the hungry. Red Demons. Flag.
What do you want me to do? What charity do you want me to give to?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Please.
Hey, show this. Let's talk about it. We have enough time to play. Play that one about the. I sent about things. Thing that they're buying. That, you buy now.
This one?
Yes. Play that one. I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on it.
Okay.
Oh, this is some of the craziest examples of shrinkflation. Ice cream bars not filling up the ice cream all the way. Mint Knights putting way more space in between their chocolates. Girl Scout cookies gradually getting smaller over the years. Cadbury chocolate putting now bigger on their packaging, but it's actually the same exact size. Pringles chips are now getting smaller. The packaging makes it look like it's one big loaf, but it's actually two smaller pieces. Oreo reducing the amount of cream they put in their cookies.
Wow.
Nerf darts having a lot of extra space in their packaging that's just empty. Trader Joe's stopped filling up their sandwich cookies all the way. This unopened cheese stick looks like it was cut in half. Packages of gum have started adding a thumb grip in order to not give you an extra piece.
Oh my
Here's
gosh.
Another example. Toblerone began adding extra space in between their chocolate
gosh.
Rounds. Someone opened up their Lunchables and this was how much cheese was eaten. It slightly decreasing the size of their flavor packets. Super glue bottles have an empty shell that takes up nearly half of the amount. Crayola has began selling half-sized color pencils instead of the full one. Some of the crazy
wow, that actually kind of makes sense
because they always have like double stuffs on the bus.
Yeah,
double stuffs are they're like the old ones.
I know
they're just like regular.
Wow,
now they have mega stuff, they're called mega stuff. That's what the old double stuff used to be. Mm-hmm.
So they think they can well, they sell it for more by saying it's double stuff, but it's really original.
Yeah,
that is sad.
Yeah,
and then they
have you guys noticed that though?
Yeah,
100%. Yeah,
it's because of.
The gum is
the gum thing with the thumb. Like you really,
thumb,
like oh, I just
well,
can't get this gum
oh,
out. I need a grip. I need a grip on it.
Like with chips, they like everyone is, you know, up in arms about chips because you'll open a bag of chips and it's like,
oh yeah,
a fourth
yeah.
of the way full.
So
you open
nice.
A bag of
so
Pringles from
more.
A year ago, they're the size of your head.
They're still,
well, our head.
They right. stay the same.
I'm going to leave, I think.
No, it's me. I just don't understand. I'm the dumb one.
Well, potato chips I get because they don't want them to crush, right? They don't want them to.
I said there's a yeah. lot of air in those
there's
potato
so
chip
much
bags.
Air in there.
There's a lot of air.
Luke looks like he's going to fall asleep. Air.
I'm just not landing.
We're sleepy kids.
Yeah. Like airplane snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have the, they'd call them the mixed snacks, but yeah. it's all pretzels.
It's just all pretzels.
And they a couple of those goods. Rounds. What are they called?
The round, yeah.
the toasted rounds and a couple of peanuts. No.
Yeah.
No.
Am I the only one who likes them? I love those things.
Oh, they're
good. I love them. I love them.
No, I do too.
People next to me like handing their snacks to me. And I'm
you know
like,
what,
yes,
though?
Thank you. Yeah.
I think that we just have way too many things and
yeah.
too much
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
crazy that too Walmart much. Exists and there's yeah. that much stuff going on.
There should not yeah. be that much stuff.
There's just so much stuff. Like, where yeah. the heck does it all go? Like, yeah. I was thinking about this the other day with cars. I'm like, there is 350 million people in the United States, and they're making millions of cars every year,
yeah.
and everyone already has a car.
Yeah.
It's like, where do the cars go
yeah.
when you don't... And you get a new car.
There's way too many things.
There's yeah. just so
when
many
cars. When we first went to school in England, that right. was in the 80s when I first went to school there, and they have a meeting with the Americans, and they go, okay, look, don't be telling these people from other countries that each of the people in your family have a car. Because first of all, they're not going to believe you. Second of all, nobody cares.
And they're going to think you yeah. sold your soul to the devil.
Yeah. That's right. That'll be the first thought.
You guys but, you got know, a car
not,
per person?
It's not that you mm-hmm. go around and you brag Satanists. About it. It's just talking. You're just talking about your life. You're just yeah. saying something.
Yeah.
But they're like, just don't even mention that everyone in your family has their own car. Because
yeah.
either don't have a car
that
or
each
just
person
have
has their own toothbrush.
Yeah.
the family toothbrush.
That you guys don't go to the bathroom together. Don't mention that. Don't mention you have your own mattress. Because well, then that'd be kind of... Kind of uppity. I don't mean to brag here, guys.
Don't be bougie.
We want bread. We go get it.
Yikes.
That blows me out of like department stores. You're going to Macy's or something. Like all those clothes. You're like, how are they making money? So nobody's in money. Here.
So many yeah. prints.
There's too many patterns. Videos. There's too many songs. There's too many movies.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. There's too many shows.
It's too much
movies.
News.
Too many clothes. There's too many shoes. Yeah.
Too many shows. Too many shows.
Everything is
too
so
many
noisy.
Shows.
Too many movies.
This is why I want to be a homesteader. I want to live on the land.
There you go.
You know, this is what everyone's doing now. Not yeah. everyone, but a lot of people.
Well, since when?
They're moving out.
Since when?
Since you the 1800s.
I'm going to call you out on that.
A month.
Well, actually, 3 months ago, we were making fun of homesteaders on hey. This podcast.
Yeah.
But now.
I get it.
On this podcast or a different one?
Yeah, I was saying like...
I get it, girls.
You're really going to bake your own bread?
yeah. yeah. Livy's out there capturing rainwater.
I would.
She's like,
I'm
what are you doing?
It.
I'm making a cistern out of old milk jugs.
what?
collecting water. That's what you have to do.
I want to do that.
no. It's like you want like homestead, but like
she's
at
say,
Whole
she
Foods.
She says that I want to do that. Her words
yeah,
say yes.
I guess my question
body
would be...
Body language says no.
Too much stuff compared to what? Compared to what?
Compared to...
Well, I don't know. Compared to... It just shouldn't
I
be
just
that much.
I just know about it, I think.
Just
I
so
know
much
too
stuff.
Much stuff.
Yeah. Like, how long does it
stuff?
Take you to pick a show?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I mean, then we just go to the shows we know.
Yeah. yeah. But also, I sometimes spend more time picking a show than watching a show.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then movies... It used to be so nice to go to a Redbox and be like, well, they all suck. I guess we'll go with this one.
yes.
<Yeah.
laughs>
No, I like guess we'll infinite. Watch Mixed Nuts.
hey, that's a
back
good
off.
Movie. That is a good movie.
I don't mean to end on a sour note, but
yeah. I mean, last night we went through three movies. We like started one, we're like, nah, and then started another one, nah. Then we just watched Unwrapped.
I think it makes our brains.
Oh, Unwrapped. Yeah. Oh, what? I forgot that show.
Is that a show?
What
yeah.
a great show.
That's
yeah.
what so got good. Me started.
Where
on
they
this,
show you how yeah, they
stuff.
Make stuff like candy and stuff.
Oh,
and,
that's an old that's one, right?
Yeah,
love that.
It's on Max.
So good.
So good. Well, that. Our friends started watching the Dick Van Dyke Show.
It's a good one.
So when he's been over here, we watched it. Yeah. And I was like, this is a good show.
Yeah, yeah, my friend was like, I started watching Little House on the Prairie.
yeah.
Like, wow.
Well, it's like the only, like, everything's so
She's
dirty
like, it's so
nowadays.
Wholesome.
Yeah.
Like, that's cute.
Everything has agenda.
Yeah. yeah.
Little, mm-hmm. The Waltons.
The Waltons, baby.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah. And like, what is their conflict? It's just like, oh, the, you know.
They have some conflict.
The shopkeepers.
John Boy
Sick.
Did something naughty one time.
Or something, you know.
Someone Wait, burned down the church.
The Waltons right. are like, our sons are in World War II.
Yeah, they
and
had
they're
some big
die.
Conflict, guys. I was thinking it was a pretty conflicted show.
Yeah, and the shop owner bought too many. This is an episode. He bought too many refrigerators and went bankrupt.
That's so sad.
There's snakes in our roof.
And John Walton, the dad, he had to pay for this shop owner. He had to like go back in debt, and he finally got out of debt. It was a pretty good conflict, actually, to get this guy out.
John Boy can't find a pencil. That's one of the.
John Boy had some.
That's one of the stories.
Major
John
conflicts.
Boy can't afford glasses.
Yeah.
The sister goes blind. Wait, that's yeah, right. That's
Little House in the Prairie is like, it's intense. Not fair. You cry every one.
I know.
Like, and our son died. Yeah. And we adopted
our son
one.
Was kicked by a horse.
Yeah, that was sad. I read all those books. They're so good.
It's it's bad. About the one where the kid was sick, he was going to die, and all he wanted to do was see the ocean.
The ocean?
Yeah, no, that's enough of that. Oh, that's enough. That's enough.
Gosh.
Don't talk about that. I already cried today. That was super sad.
I don't need to hear that.
It's good. I remember that was like one of the first times I heard a cuss word.
Really?
Because that kid cussed. No, he didn't. He didn't cuss. He said, oh my G-O-D, and his mom yelled at him, and I was like,
Yeah. Oh, that's
because he took the Lord's name in vain.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't do that. That is worse than cussing.
Yeah. That you just don't hear cussing anymore.
Never.
No one cusses anymore on TV. Oh, I kind of miss it. Dang.
See, you have soldier soul.
I feel shortchanged.
Doggone it.
Well, now that I am, you know, I worship the ruler of the dark, the darkness of the nether region.
It's never enough.
It's never enough. All right.
Wrap it up.
Good show.
I'm wrapped.
Did you want to show anything else?
Wrapped.
Good? Any other comments? Or anything?
Anything? You got anything, Luke?
No, obviously not.
Do we have no songs to play from anything?
Play the one I showed you. I sent you just now. The SpongeBob throwback.
All right. Yeah. I'll do that. We'll end it on.
Peace and blessings. Should we have an outro that we say something encouraging? I don't know. Just give the people something encouraging.
May all the hungry children eat.
You'll see that from now on.
Feed the children. Sponsor them.
Yeah, Tim.
Yeah, do this evil laugh.
Join us in feeding the hungry. Oh, yes. You know you want to. You know you need it.
Oh, my goodness.
You're welcome here. That's our outro.
Perfect.
That was perfect.
Yeah. That and SpongeBob.
This is the best song ever from SpongeBob SquarePants.